I unlocked the door and was met with a chorus of kitten meows, yips from puppies, and quiet screeches from the birds. Good to see y'all, too. I pegged my purse and was about to start feeding the animals when a woman with long silver-white hair entered. Her dark eyes reminded me of glass beads, and wiry hairs sprouted from her hooked nose. She wore a long black robe that looked to be made of crow feathers. The robe itself seemed to sway and rustle as if it moved of its own accord, like the thing was alive. Weird, I know, but true. I'd never seen this witch before, but even with her haggard appearance, she drifted into familiar place with such command, I was taken aback.
"You," she said.
On her shoulder, the feathers of her robe jutted out in a long finger. My heart rate shot up and sweat drenched my palms. I'd never seen clothes act on their own before, not where they had their own personality and amplified what a person said. The long finger made of feathers shot forward, stopping directly in front of my chest. I jerked back as a bolt of energy ignited down my back. I didn't trust the robe. I stared at the feathers but spoke to the unfamiliar witch.
"Yes? What about me?"
"You,"
she repeated, in a murmur so low the hairs on the back of my neck soldiered to attention. Often, when an evil witch smelled blood, they went in for the kill. I didn't want this witch to think me weak, that she could intimidate me. I cocked my chin and dragged my gaze from the feather to meet her eyes.
"What about me?"
The raspy quality in her voice sent goosebumps prickling down my skin.
"You are getting married."
Relief flooded me. Did she only want to talk about my wedding? Was she one of Axel's relatives who'd arrived early for the occasion? If that was the case, I needed to be gracious.
"Yes, I'm getting married to Axel Rain."
I clapped my hands. "Do you know him? Are you related? Are you his great aunt Clarice?" I wagged my finger at her.
"That's it, isn't it? You're Clarice. Axel told me about how you like to play jokes and scare people."
I wiped a fake line of sweat from my forehead.
"Whew, you had me there for a second.
I thought you were some bad witch bent on hurting me. Wow, am I so glad I was wrong about that. But really, you just about did a number on me." I pressed my palm to my heart. My ticker's still hitting hard. "I can't believe you're Axel's great aunt. Come on in." The witch stiffened. She sucked in her cheeks and glared at me. Okay, so maybe she wasn't great aunt Clarice.
"Silence," she commanded.
A wind shot through familiar place. The front door opened and banged shut.